Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. So Carver High thinks I'm sick in the head with the stories that I talk about. Also, here's another story for you. So today I talked, and I just told you this story, so I don't want to bore you. I'll be quick. So today I talked to my guy. He says, yeah, they'll let us start playing basketball at the gym off hours at like 6:30 in the morning as long as the players are all active members, you know, at the expensive club that I belong to. As you know, Carver High, I belong to the gym where a lot of NBA players train, and it is what it is. Now, I'll tell the truth. I joined it as a member originally when it opened because it was, you know, super nice, and I wanted to, I wanted to be a member of it because I work out so much and I play so much ball, and I'm like, this place is kick-ass. I'm going to join, and it's super expensive. It's a rip-off. But one thing led to another, and I ended up running the basketball league for like 7 years, right? So I ended up getting a free membership out of it. One thing leads to another, and the COVID hits, and they fire everybody, right? So I no longer there's no league, and there's no reason for me to run anything that doesn't exist, right? So there's no league, there's no players, and everyone, like, quit the club when the COVID hit. They all ran and scattered because, like, they're like cockroaches. They're not going to pay $200 a month, $250 a month, $300 a month, $400, $500 for a family a month to belong to some club they never go to, right? Because everybody's dying of COVID. So they shut down the basketball courts, right? And today, this guy reaches out to me. He says, yeah, they're going to let us play ball off hours, 6:30 in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. And I'm like, you know, that's no problem for me. I play at 5 in the morning, so I'll do it. Let's go. And then he's like, you got to get, like, you know, we got to get at least 8 or 10 guys. So who are you going to go after? I'm like, no problem. I'll go after all my teammates and all the guys that play that, you know, used to play there. And so I started reaching out to all these guys that play there, right? And only one guy, you know who it is, the gunslinger, our boy Ryan that works at Sports Grid, he's ready to play because he's a great player too, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the kid can really play. He played in college. He was a high school star around the area, and he played in college. He went to school on a full ride playing basketball, and then he coached at Princeton until the Ivy League, like, went under with basketball. And now he works with us at Sports Grid. He's willing to play, but like 90% of the people that I reached out to play, you know what they said to me? They won't play, not one of them, until everyone's vaccinated. I feel like I'm in a Dawn of the Living Dead movie. I'm in this, like, are we not in some kind of bubble? Like, I'm living in it's like a bad movie. I mean, what's next? We're going to have zombies? We're going to have people eating each other? I mean, like, am I going to have to get a gun and walk around with, like, a bottle of water shooting people? I don't even, like, what is happening here? Like, no one will play basketball unless they're vaccinated. I have seen it all. I waited for 10 months with COVID everywhere hanging over my head. And now all of a sudden I got to have, what, my papers? Show me your papers. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do Yawana. And then Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, and Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's for all on a bench on a pain-free Friday with your boy, Carver High. So are you surprised at all, Carver High, that all of the badasses that I play rack with, that they all are sensitive now to their... you know, I guess their wives or whatever, their families or whatever it is. Because, like, my wife said if I went back to playing basketball, she'd cut off my package. And then I told her what she could do. I said, if I get this underground game going at 6:30 in the morning, I said, I don't care what you do. You're not cutting anything off. I'll see you when you come in here with the knife. I'll be ready. I'll wake up. I'll have like a Glock under my pillow. You're not cutting off my package. All I know is she threatened to cut off my package if I went and played basketball again. So I finally get guys that want to play. I finally get a place that's going to let me play. And then all these wussies are like, I'm not playing unless everyone's vaccinated. Like, are you kidding me? Do you know when we're going to get that vaccine? Like in the summer, right, Carver High? You're not going to get that shot until like June, July, August, right? What are you? Like all these people I know. I know a bunch of people that have snuck their way in and got the shots. I know people that have finagled their way to shots that are completely healthy, in their 40s, nothing wrong with them at all. They have absolutely no reason to be getting that shot, and they still get it before all the old people and sick people and first responders and nurses and teachers and everyone. You know, people that are that need it, they just go right around them. The rich and privileged, they go right around everybody. And I won't do that, Carver High. I'm not that much of a D. I just will not do that to people. I do not go and cut in line and screw people over. It's not in my DNA. It really isn't. But everyone that does that and like sneaks in and cuts and gets the shots, I want to punch you in the face, and I want to knock your freaking teeth out of your face. I want to smash your face in with my fist, and I'll do it too. If I catch anyone sneaking in, did you see the two teenagers? They're in their 20s, snuck in his grannies to get vaccines. Those skanks. All right, Pharrell with you. Hey, by the way, in the midst of all my complaining tonight, Carver High, about the weather, the snow, the ice, the blowing winds, the shoveling, the people, the serial rapist, is there anything else? Oh, the refs, that Embiid gets all these calls, that fat ass Embiid, that playoff hack. That's what he is, right? What'd you call him?
He never gets it done in a big spot. I'm not going to say what I called him. Yeah. I'm not going to say what I called him.
Okay. Well, playoff hack. How's that for you? I'll use that one.
So he never gets it done in a big spot. Never.
He's a playoff hack. That's all he is. He never gets it done, ever. He talks big, but he never gets it done. I mean, he don't even come close. So here's the deal. I'm sorry that the show has been so disturbing, but I'm even sorrier that in the midst of all that, I've gone 11-3 in my NBA bets. So sorry that I hit every bet for you except those three I got wrong. Shame on me, Carver High. Shame on me. Put him in the gallows. Shackle him up. Pharrell got three bets wrong. He's 11-3 so far in his NBA bets. What a horrible night I've given the community, the citizenry, the public. The betting public needs my action because I'm a winner. And if you can put up with all the other shenanigans, the murders, the serial rapists, name calling, the refs, the weather, the snow, the ice, the shoveling, you can get your hands on some real healthy betting action on this very program. What we're going to do coming up is go for the two. Your boy Joe Lisi will join us to do a double shot of college rack for Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk about all the games. So I might as well bring up, while I'm at it, Carver High, with you, before that happens, at the very least, the hockey from tonight. There's only four games. So far, I hit the Panthers over the Red Wings. And if you remember on Coast to Coast, I said not only will they win, but lay the goal and a half as well, right? Double cover there. And then I gave you the Canes over the Blackhawks, 5-3. They win. I have the Jets going tonight. They're in the second period right now in Vancouver, and they're up 1-0. And the Oilers, Flames, is 2-1 in the third with 2.5 to go. So the Oilers lead there, trying to finish it off. And I always check to see who has those goals, and it is not McDavid or Draisaitl. And the two guys that scored are so no-name that I won't even mention their names. That's how little, you will absolutely have no chance of ever hearing of either one of them in your entire life. Before this, during this, or after this. You will never hear of either guy again as long as you live. So why would I mention their name now? Two guys scored that you've never known or never will. There you go.
Just, big night. Jesse Puljujarvi? Never, he never fills the net.
Pool in your yard, what?
And your boy Haas.
Is that an above ground?
Your boy Haas got his. Your boy Haas got his first of the year.
Ruhas.
It's very rare that the Oilers. You're right. Not only did they not get goals from the two or three guys on the team always score, they didn't even get any assists. So Calgary's done a good job with those guys tonight.
Connor. Throw in an empty netter, though, won't he?
Yeah, he usually gets his at some point.
So instead of worrying about the crappy NHL schedule tonight, why don't we talk about tomorrow's games, which are delicious.
A lot of good games tomorrow.
A lot of good games. And they start at 12:30 with a double dip. The Sabres Devils at the Rock and the Rangers Capitals in D.C. As you know, they have a sports book at the Capitals Arena, and they also have one in the Devils Arena at the Rock, but it's just a bar. Yeah. Have you ever seen the one there? Have you ever been there to that? I know where they put it.
I've been to the Rock, obviously, and I know I haven't been there since they put that in, but I know of the area that they did put it. And the Rock is a tremendous arena. It's too bad that the area that it's in and the team that plays in it, but the building itself is just fantastic.
Yeah, so let me get this straight. All right, so the arena itself is amazing.
Amazing.
The sports book in there is just a bar where you can look at odds.
Correct.
But you can't actually bet there, which makes no sense to me whatsoever, because you can bet
on your mobile phone. You can on your phone.
Right, on your phone. On your phone, you can bet in there?
Yeah, well, anywhere in New Jersey, yeah. So you could be anywhere in the arena. You could mobile bet.
But there, I'm just saying there's no action. There's no windows.
No, there's no windows.
So.
There's no windows. No windows.
But I think there's windows, isn't there, in D.C.?
Yes, and I know exactly where they put that as well. It used to be where the Green Turtle was outside the arena. It's connected to the inside of the arena. I've had many a beverage the couple times that I've been to Capitol games down in D.C., and I know that bar very well. They did put windows, in that facility right there, right at the arena, which is outstanding. Everybody
should
do it.
I like turtles. So let me ask you, you said that it's a shame the team that's in the building.
Well, nobody
wants
it.
What's wrong with the Devils? They won three Stanley Cups.
I just mean in general. Well, look, the Devils, as you know, especially in the New York area, have always been, you know, the little brother that feels they never get the respect. They don't have a lot of fans. The fans that they do have are very passionate, but they're still, you know, they never get any attention. I mean, the team wants three Stanley Cups in the New York area, Scotty, and you could, you know, basically nobody even, you know, knows it happened. So that's how little juice, the Devils have.
Well, the fan carried their games because they didn't have the Rangers.
Right. And they did a 0.1.
Yeah. No one listened to them on the fan today.
0.1.
So, but that's the kind of game I would have gone to tomorrow. I would have gone to see the Sabres and Devils because, like, I work, you know, on Monday through Friday. I'm busy. I'm doing two shows a day. I'm super busy, and I never have time to go to a hockey game ever during a Monday through a Friday ever. It just never happens. But I go on Saturdays and Sundays to games. Like, I'd go to the Barn out on Long Island. I've actually been to games there. And I've been to a million games at The Rock. And I like going to the Garden, too. But I like when, you know, the Penguins come around or whatever. And even I've gone to see games that had nothing to do with the Penguins. I've gone to other games there at The Rock. It's, you know, you're right. It is a great arena. It really is. And
I wouldn't walk about three blocks away from it. I wouldn't go too far, stray too far from the arena. That's for sure.
Yeah, you got to stay on the main line there. You got to stay on the main arteries right around the arena. If you start going around to side streets and to if you park your car anywhere on side streets, you have about a, 60% chance of getting shanked, killed, beaten, robbed, shot. Yeah,
he's not kidding.
Raped. I'm not even kidding you. It's so bad. And then I love how they brag about the train station. Have you ever heard the governor brag about,
God,
we're fixing talk up about the Penn Station?
You talk about a place you don't want to be after a Devil game trying to get back to New York City. Oh, my goodness.
On that train?
Yeah, I've been in that place at 2 in the morning. You don't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't like, I'll tell you what, I don't like doing the, I don't even like doing the train from the Barclays back to Manhattan. I want to kill myself. Carver, hi. Did you see how fast I went to get those gambling sheets? They were probably...
Yeah, you were flying. You were moving.
It was 25 seconds away, and I did it in about 13 seconds. And I mean to tell you, thank God I work out every day. I train, I box, I kick, I run, I swim, I lift, so that I can run to get the tickets, to get the sheets, so that I can hang with Go for the Two. Joe Lisi, I got to be ready for a Saturday-Sunday extravaganza smorgasbord of action. And if I didn't have my tickets for the Saturday games, Joe would beat me like a rented mule. How you doing, Joe?
Doing well, Scotty. Long time no talk. And it's great to be talking college basketball with you. I was just telling Carver, you know, I'm keeping busy right now. I'm on every dating app possible just to get me through until college football 2021 right now.
Man, I got to tell you something. Can I just talk about how much ass I see at the gym every day when I'm working out? I mean, honestly, like if you came to, and I'm gonna prove this to you one of these days, Carver. God is my witness. Your boy High Heat, who Joe has not had the pleasure of meeting yet, but he needs to. And you know he's a winner, Carver. You love High Heat. And so High Heat and I were working out the other day. I see him there often, and we don't really We say hi, we talk a little sports, but we're busy getting into our thing and doing our thing, so we don't do a lot of hanging out there. But we talk, you know, how's it going, did you watch the game, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we're on the treadmill, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to walk and run with you for a while, because for like a half hour, we get on there. And all we talked about was the recruits, and I'm talking about, I mean to tell you, Joe, there are some effing home wreckers at this place. I mean, absolute home wreckers. I mean, it is all happening, Joe. Like, I went in. So when you can't, like, creep out and perv out or whatever, so you got to be cool, right? So my boy's out there doing curls, right, next to this thing of beauty. And I looked over at him, and I go, 5-star blue chip. I mean, blue blood. 5-star. And then, like, this chick looked, and she stopped dead in her tracks because I think my voice paralyzed her. But she had no concept whatsoever that I was talking about her crafty, perfect ass. Oh, my God, Joe. You'd keel over at this place.
Well, you got to tell your boys when they go to the gym, it's like when you score a touchdown, right? You got to act like you've been there before. You can't get overhyped and do a touchdown celebration. You just got to remain calm, do the 15 reps, nice form, and just get it down, put the weights down, and then go talk to your boys. That's what it's all about. But then you got to look with the peripheral vision on the outside there, Scotty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let me tell you what I do. I box and I kickbox, and like I don't mess around. I mean, like, I go for 30 minutes straight of throwing hands and kicking nonstop till I'm soaking wet. Nonstop 30 minutes. And the thing that works is the chicks dig me because they know that I'm a violent guy that's going to take care of his business if there's ever a problem. And when a chick's working out and she sees the guy throwing hands and kicking in the face people, then they just pretend, Joe, like they don't want to sleep with me. They're just pretending. They're pretending because they know they want to do me. So they all just pretend like they don't, and they try to avoid me. But as they're doing their 50 million luges and lunges and all their, you know, ab and curls and all this other stuff, they're always looking at me, always checking me out, Joe. Even double nickel old man Pharrell, throwing hands and bringing them in like a magnet. Carver High, he knows I'm telling it like it is. I'm a dangerous human being. Joe, you need to work out with me.
I'll be there tomorrow. You're the most lovable dude I know, Scotty. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll go to the gym in Speedos.
I asked my buddy, I said to him, I said, you'd leave your family for that, wouldn't you? And then he's just like, yes, yes, I would. He's like, yes, I would. And I was like, oh, my God, this place is awesome. We're fishing for marlin over here, Joe. I mean, I'm not even, forget about the schnook. We're going for marlin. I'm scaring my family right now. My wife is hearing all this. She knows 34 C's in on everything. She knows it all. She's like, I know what you're doing up there.
So Scotty, you know, New Jersey, very underrated for the gym game, right?
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, though, let me lay you in on a little secret. And Carver High knows it's true. Carver High's actually been to the gym that I'm talking about. He knows. Like, he was there. Carver High rolled in there, and he went up near the, you know, Nautilus, and he was pumping Nautilus chest work. He's doing, like, $1.50, and he's looking around going, Jesus, look at all these rich, hot women. I mean, he even was like, he was a mess. We left. He's like, get me out of here. I need a beer. That was like, he just went for an hour, and he was ready to drink a keg after he hung out with me. But when Mafia and I go to Vegas, Joe, when we go to Vegas, I mean, they got two of them there, one in Summerlin and one in Green Valley. I mean, you're like, it's like, I'm going to jail if I go to either one of them. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to go to jail.
That is great. That is great. I tell you, you know that in the gym game in New Jersey, right? You have the guys that hit the weights like you do the workouts, right?
Right.
And then you have the guys that go like they're going out to dinner. Like, remember LeBron James when he yelled at the girl in Atlanta, her husband? They go to the gym wearing the cufflinks and the shark skin suit, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is so true, Joe. It really is. And that creeps me out, actually. I have to say that creeps me out a little bit. I got no part of that because I'm all cool over here, Joe. I don't have any of that going. All right, so let's talk before I get shot. I think that my wife right now is putting on the silencer on the end of the handgun that she purchased. Anyway, Indiana and Michigan State at Assembly Hall tomorrow. This one's at noon. This one, you go to the game with a Bloody Mary buzz, Joe. You go over there at around 10:30. I used to go to Assembly Hall every game, and I'd have like a double Bloody Mary with hot sauce and some pepper and a doobie, and I'd roll into Assembly Hall and watch Bob Knight's Hoosiers. And I mean to tell you, it was better than sex. I mean, back in the day when Bob Knight was wearing plaid sport coats and I was going to games there and I covered him. Are you kidding me, Joe? You would have passed out on the way to the game.
That's a great court. Unbelievable. I can't believe you went to college there. I mean, to be there at that particular time in terms of Indiana basketball, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And this is going to be a tough game for them. But you know what, Scotty? Michigan State, to me, is done. After they lost that game Monday night to Purdue, it's the same line that they're catching on the road, Indiana. I know Indiana's hot and cold, and Trace Davis Jackson is basically the team. But I just think Indiana's more complete, and I think they wear them down and cover this matchup. I really do. I don't think it'll be easy. But I just have no confidence in Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans right now. None.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm with you, and I'm on Indiana. But here's the deal. They struggled. The first game they haven't struggled in my opinion, where they were in a war, like they were in quicksand. They were in quicksand in Evanston, and they were down 7 with 2 minutes to go. They went in double overtime because they hit 14 of 15 free throws. Every game they play, they're in trouble. Every game, right. And then they beat Minnesota by 10. I almost fell over because the Gophers are as good as them, and they really are. I mean, the bottom line is they are. Indiana's got one guy that is going to go in the draft, but he's like a second rounder. You know, he's a good player in the Big Ten, but he can't shoot. You know, he can't shoot. He can't,
right.
Like sometimes
right.
He can't even throw down dunks. Like I think he's good. I definitely don't think he's real good pro material. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Are you? But anyway, I think they'll struggle with Michigan State because just when you think Michigan State sucks, because they do, they'll give Indiana fits tomorrow because I think they're more physical than Indiana, and we'll see if that comes to fruition. But I think the game's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, you know, if Michigan State comes to play like they did Monday night, they're going to be in this ball game. Again, they're just an erratic shooting team. And the fact how they lost that game on Monday night, that's why I'm buying into Indiana. I'm not so sure the mindset's there, but we'll see. Should be a great game tomorrow.
You know, I think Indiana will go to the tournament and whatever everyone's saying, an 11 or whatever seed. None of that matters to me. I'm not feeling the Hoosiers in the tournament. At best, one game. At best, they win one game. But more than likely, they'd be the mm-hmm. typical. They'd be the typical team to lose. You know what I mean? In their first game, I got a ton of games to do with you, Joe. And I'm gonna break, and we'll come back and do more. But Georgia Tech, Miami. I have to tell you, I'm taking Georgia Tech because Miami really is just like foul fruit. That's how bad they suck. They're horrible.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a short number, too. Three points. If it was over five, I would lean to Miami, but they're so erratic. I have to take Georgia Tech in that spot with you, Scotty.
Nova and UConn. I actually, because Nova's got kind of been muddied lately in their games. They haven't looked that good. They're going to look good tomorrow. I think they'll take Danny's team and ring them out. I think Nova in for Philadelphia tomorrow. We'll ask Joe Lisi, go for the two. We're going to get him on all these games, Saturday's games, a few Sunday games, Ohio State, Michigan. We're doing it all on the bench. Wax up. All right, Joe Lisi's on the bench. So I got Nova against Hurley's UConn at Nova. What do you think?
Yeah, I would take the points there. I think Nova wins, but I could see UConn covering that ball game. I'm just, after Nova got blown out last weekend, I'm inclined to take the points with UConn there, Scotty.
All right, Tennessee and Kentucky in Knoxville, and the Vols are laying 7. And, I mean, Kentucky's played a little bit better the last couple of games.
Yeah, they have. They have. They got the victory over Vanderbilt, got the win over Auburn, but didn't cover. But I bet Tennessee this last time that they were on the road and they pulled away in the last 10 minutes. Kentucky's such a bad shooting team. They're going to have problems at home with Tennessee, and I just can't take the points there. I know it's attractive, the 7, but I have to go with the better defensive team. I'm going to lay it with Tennessee there.
Yeah, I mean, they so Vols at home, so the Kentucky's got their work cut out for them for sure. Cuse and Notre Dame at the Carrier Dome, Cuse laying 2.5.
I like Notre Dame there, plus the 2.5 points. Also like them on the money line. Another erratic team, I think Notre Dame matches up on the inside with them. Catch them 2.5 points, I think they could be a live dog on the road.
Florida hosting Georgia in Gainesville, and it was at 10 when it opened up. It's 8 now, Gators favored.
Yeah, I'm still going to take the points with Georgia rivalry game. You know, Florida playing a little bit better now, but Georgia with the wood, I think can keep it close. I liked it a little bit better, obviously, at 10, but even though they've had it down a couple of points, I'm still taking the Bulldogs in that matchup.
Yeah, I took them too with the 10. Florida State, I think, rakes at Pitt. I don't think they have a problem with the Panthers. I mean, Pitt couldn't even beat NC State at the Peterson the other night.
Yeah, I'm with you now. I think the line is a little, you know, it's a little high, but Florida State has struggled on the road, much better at home, but too athletic. I mean, the way they took care of Virginia the other night, they just shut them down. That's a very good defense by Virginia. I think Florida State can dominate by double digits there against Pittsburgh.
Louisville, North Carolina, and Chapel Hill, UNC laying 5.5. It was 3.5, and it moved to 5.5.
Yeah, I like North Carolina here. I think they're a much better and more athletic team. This team in Louisville matches up right into the strength of North Carolina. I know from a shooting aspect, hot and cold with Roy Williams' team, but they have an identity over the last month and a half, so I'm going to lay the 5 with the Tar Heels there.
I got them and laid the 3.5. Virginia's at Duke and Cameron Indoor, and they're laying 1.5. I got it at a pick, and I actually took the Cavs on the road there in Durham.
Yeah, not showing them their free-throwing shooting right now, Scotty. I like Duke here. Short number, playing at home. If they were on the road, I would say Virginia. But Duke at home, I think they're due for a big quality win, and I think they get it over the Cavaliers.
All right, so Oregon is in Eugene against Utah, laying 9. I got it at 8 when it opened up. The Ducks won the other night. Do they keep going at home?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, they got to cover that ball game by a basket, right? 1-4. I think they can dominate Utah. They're more athletic, physical. I think they can cover that ball game easy.
Then let's go to the Illinois game. I don't even want to, like, am I crazy? Who are they playing, Joe? I lost it. Illinois's got... I have to find it. It's unbelievable that it's
Minnesota.
I laid the 5.
5.5.
Yeah, I laid it. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm inclined to take Minnesota with the 5.5 there. It's a fishy line. That 5.5 sometimes is very fishy. Ohio State laid it against Penn State. Once it inches up to 5.5, 6. I'm looking Minnesota there. I don't like the game because Illinois, again, you don't know which Illinois team you're going to get. But Minnesota, too, playing at home, another erratic team. I like Minnesota there, though. If I had to bet that game, I would take the Golden Gophers. Don't love it, but I would take the points in that matchup.
They couldn't even hang with Indiana. They got whacked.
I know.
And Illinois, with that overranking of fifth in the land, and I've said this on the show, I'm not buying. I think they'll lose in the tournament. But I have to tell you, I was all over Ohio State against Penn State, and they covered the five.
Right.
And I sometimes you just got to lay it on the road because they're a better team. And you know Illinois is better than Minnesota. They just need to go execute that they're better and play better. Here we go. USC and Arizona, originally when I got it, because I can't search for these things up and down, I'll lose my mind. But I will say, originally, it was Arizona getting 7. And I kind of, it's still at 7. I kind of like USC, but Arizona to cover. I think that's going to be a great game, no?
Yeah, it was. I mean, Arizona covered against Oregon and played them down to the wire. Again, USC is good. I like them. If they get to the tournament, I think they could possibly be an Elite Eight type of team. But I would take the points, 7 points here with Arizona on the road. I'd like Arizona in that matchup to cover.
Here's another one for you. I mean, there's so many of them that are that I like. Oklahoma and Iowa State. I love this Oklahoma team, Lon Kruger's team. I think they're going to be a tough out in the tournament. I think, like, they're one of – if I had a six-pack of teams right now, I think they'd be one of the cans. I mean it. I think they can beat anybody.
They can. I mean, they beat Kansas. They beat Alabama this year. They beat Texas. I mean, they're a gutty team, you know, and they beat West Virginia in double overtime on the road. So I'm with you. The only thing that scares me with Oklahoma is on the road, Ames is a difficult place to play, and it's 11.5. I mean – I would, you know, that's such, they're one of the hottest teams in the country right now, Oklahoma. You know, I mean, I would lean Oklahoma, but I don't love that game right there. That line scares me a little bit.
I hope they go in there and roll their 2-15 asses like no tomorrow and sleep with the cheerleaders for Iowa State while they're there because they're like maybe their plane gets snowed in or something. You know what I mean? They get snowed in and then they end up like getting like invited to a party and then one thing leads to another. And here we go. Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I took Ole Miss in that game in Oxford and I was laying 5. Now it's at 6.5.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss. They're playing very well, peaking at just the right time in the season. Miss State, even though it's a rivalry game, not playing well at this point in the season. The more athletic team, better shooting team is Ole Miss. So I'm with you laying the 6.5 there.
San Diego State and Fresno State, and they just played, right? And now they're laying 14. They kicked their ass the first time and covered. I think the second time they beat them again, but they don't cover.
Yeah, it's 14 is a big number. On the road, I mean, Fresno State's tough at home. I would take the points there. You know, I like San Diego State the other night. On the road, in college basketball, it's just like college football. When you get a road favorite laying anything over 10, it's very inconsistent. So I would take the points with Fresno State there.
St. John's laying 11 to DePaul at Carneseca, and then the Zags at home laying 32 and a hook against San Diego. And when it opened up, it was at 33, and I was willing to lay that. And I'm on the Johnnies.
Yeah, I like DePaul with the points there. I think St. John's wins, DePaul covers, and I'm with you with Gonzaga. You know, I the way they took care of business the other night, I don't see them stopping right now.
Colorado's at Oregon State, I like Tad Boyle's team, although that might be a tough one in Corvallis, speaking of the number at 6.5. That's a tough chip to cover at that place.
It is. Oregon State's very difficult at home. They shoot shoot the basketball very well, have good three-point shooting, so I think they can cover that number as well.
So I just want to see some of these other ones late. UCLA and Arizona State at Pauley. Bruins laying 8 right now. And, I mean, I think Bobby Hurley's team's been wildly inconsistent. They're a mess. But I don't know. I still took UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA with a big win the other night, right? 1 by 14 laying 2. So I'm with you. I think they can cover the 8 points. Also like Texas, Scotty. I know we didn't talk about that game. That's one of my favorite picks for the weekend. I like Texas over Bobby Huggins and the crew tomorrow.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite plays, too. I'm looking, like, as quickly as I can. I know I thought BYU had an easy game tomorrow when I saw that line originally. And I'm going 100 miles an hour, so it's hard for me to
They just played Pacific. Yeah, I like LSU. The LSU laying 4.5 now. The line opened up at 5. Look, Sharif Cooper's great. Auburn's, you know, playing well, but what do they have to play for? Tough road game last week against Kentucky, and the way LSU took care of business against Tennessee, I mean, they need to be peaking right now. So to cover that 4.5, to me, is a must for the LSU Tigers tomorrow at home. Love their guard play, though.
That BYU game is at Loyola Marymount, and the number's 7, and that's dangerous. I think that's a dangerous game for them, but I laid it. And then Washington State is at home to Stanford. Stanford's laying 5. Who'd you like in that game in Pullman?
I like Washington State. I like Washington State plus the 5 in that ball game. And I would take the points against BYU, Scotty, you know, with Loyola Marymount. 7, I'm inclined to take the points there against the Cougars.
All right, I'm just looking at some of these other ones that I see. I don't know. I don't care about that. Missouri at South Carolina in Columbia, they're laying 3. I did it, and I think they're terrible basically away from Columbia, but I think South Carolina is pretty much toast.
Yeah, I was on Ole Miss against South Carolina last week. They won that fairly easy. I know Missouri, it all revolves around Pinkston, but they are 3 points better than South Carolina right now.
Kansas and Texas Tech at Fog Allen. I actually think Kansas land too. I think they can knock off Texas Tech at home.
I like Texas Tech there, plus the points. I just don't have any belief in Bill Self and the crew. I know they're better at home than they are on the road, but give me the better defense. Give me McClung and the crew. I'll take my chances with Texas Tech.
Michigan and Ohio State on Sunday in Columbus, and I don't have a line yet on that, but who do you like in that game? I took Ohio State. I like Michigan, too. I think they're really good.
Yeah, I like Ohio State, though. I don't know what the line will be. I'm assuming that it'll be Michigan 1.5-2 in that area, but give me the Buckeyes. The way they're playing, one of the hottest teams in the country. They won 9 of 10 and just have dominated. They won 6 straight. Those guards are phenomenal, led by Washington.
Hey, Joe, you're a badass. It's great catching up. Enjoy all the games Saturday and Sunday. I hope you hit a ton of winners, and we'll check you out on Sports Grid with our boy Joe Ranieri tomorrow, 2 to 4 Eastern. Go for the 2. Joe Lisi, we love you, brother. Thanks, man.
Anytime.
All right, Joe Lisi. All right, so the Clippers are up 87-84 on the Jazz with 8:41 left. Clock stopped. And the other one that I loved was the Raptors came back and won that game in Minneapolis that they were losing 10 minutes ago. They win it, not only getting it done, but they win by 5, laying 3 and a hook with the double cover. I'm sitting at 13-3 right now in my NBA bets. And I did them on Coast to Coast, and everybody else knows they're on PharrellOnABench.com. So get ready for, just fat stacks, because I'm not done yet. I'm still on this Jazz-Clipper game to make even more money. Saturday, Heat-Lakers, Warriors-Hornets, Pacers-Rockets was postponed. So was the Spurs-Knicks. The Kings Bowl still on. So are the Suns, Grizzlies in Memphis, and Wizards-Blazers in Rip City at the Moda. I'm on the Blazers in that one. I'll give you that one right now before I get out of here. That Jets lead on the Canucks in the third, 1-0. And then the Oilers held on 2-1 over the Flames. Panthers 7-2 over the Wings. And the Canes 5-3 over the Blackhawks. Tomorrow, Islanders, Penguins again. Crosby's 1,000th game in his career. Sabres, Devils, Rangers, Caps in D.C., Vegas at Rotto. Panthers Wings in Detroit Rock City. Preds Jackets in Columbus. Leafs Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal. Coyotes host the Kings. Lightning at the Canes. Sharks Blues in St. Louis. Wilder at the Ducks on the Pond. Flames Oilers in Edmonton. Woo!
Yeah, the Vegas Rotto game. Vegas Rotto game is the Lake Tahoe game, Scotty. At 3 o'clock East, of course, noon Pacific. So you know that I've been looking forward to that all weekend. That's going to be a fun game.
3 o'clock on NBC from Lake Tahoe. Party naked. I'd be going over to Squaw and riding some bumps, and then go down and catch the hockey game. Have a great weekend. Get everything on PharrellOnTheBench.com, including Mafia's UFC fight night picks. Carver, I have a great weekend. See you Monday at 4 on Coast to Coast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.